President Trump is giving his first formal address to Congress tonight. His first budget proposal is expected in mid-March, and it reportedly includes a 25% cut to the Environmental Protection Agency. That's music to the ears of many Republicans and many Alaskans who feel the EPA has overstepped its bounds. There's no word yet on where exactly the budget acts will fall within the agency, but Alaska has a lot at stake. The state received $78 million last year from the EPA in grants and contracts, according to usaspending.gov, and cutting EPA's regulatory side could have unintended consequences.
If it were just a 25% across-the-board cut, it could really slow things down.
John Yanni was EPA Regional Administrator for Region 10, including Alaska, during the George W. Bush presidency. Yanni says deep cuts could diminish certainty for regulated industries.
Certainty means that permits get published and environmental work gets done so that projects can proceed. And I think what happens when you just slash budgets, things come to a grinding halt. And that's a problem.
Yanni also says diminished environmental enforcement could leave projects vulnerable to lawsuits. Citizens can sue polluters under the Clean Water and Clean Air Acts. A spokeswoman for the Alaska Oil and Gas Association says it's too early for the industry group to comment since the Trump administration hasn't identified which parts of the EPA budget would be cut. Also today, President Trump signed an executive order to begin the process of rewriting an EPA regulation known as Waters of the U.S. WOTUS, a proud achievement of the Obama administration, is at or near the top of the Alaska Congressional delegation's dislike list. The administrative process to revise it could take 2 years.